And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, you went on Family Feud.
We went on Family Feud. I don't know if you know the program now because they got a new host on the show, you know, but it's the same show. And it's hosted by this other gentleman. So we went on the program, and there wasn't another family there.
Now, it was you and your wife, Clara, and who else?
You know, when they say a family feud, they don't really mean a family. Sometimes you bring a cousins or friends. We had two members of our church. And we also had a gentleman who I have done some work with. We worked in a mission in Central America. This is about 10 years ago. Who had been visiting Los Angeles with his family. So we... went on the program with these people, mostly friends of ours, you know.
Okay. So you get on this TV show, and...
Well, the gentleman asked, the gentleman's name is Richard Cohen, said the question. And he said...
But before we get into what the question was, I want to ask you, because you started this by saying, the conversation with me, by saying that there is a conspiracy to make African-American people appear ignorant. And
I think it's a media conspiracy to make African-American people look ignorant. And the reason why I say that, Phil, is because the game is stacked against us in so many ways. In terms of experience, you know, in terms of the kind of questions that I ask, the kinds of things that people say you've got to know. The game is completely stacked against you. And what they'll do is they will ask you a question that common knowledge or common experience would tell you as one kind of answer. And yet they give you another answer, you know. And what is going on in this country, I think, is the same thing. That when you go in to apply for a loan for a home, when you go in to do anything, you know.
All right. Well, let me ask you. What the question was? What
on the television program? The question was: name a country most admired beside the United States. And I answered Africa. And the host said, "Well, you know, the answer is wrong. Well, Africa's not a country." Now, the other family got the other family won the contest.
You all right?
I gotta take a sip of water. I've got a little bit of a sore throat, but
all right, take your time.
The other family won the contest.
Now, this was a white family, right?
They were white people, yes.
All right. Now, after the show, you confronted one of the producers and said what?
I said to the man, I understand that Africa is a continent, but most people think it's a country. Everybody thinks it's a continent. No one thinks of Africa as a continent. And he said, yeah, but technically the answer is that Africa's a continent, not a country. I said, yeah, but this is what I'm talking about, that you stack it against this. If I'd been a white man, and I had said Africa is the most admired country outside of the United States.
Well, I mean, what if it wasn't right?
Well, it might not have been the number one answer, but it would not have been disqualified, you see.
All right, I'm talking here with Pastor William Renick on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. For those of you who don't know the pastor, he is the congregational leader, I guess, Pastor Renick.
Leader of the flock, yes. Very, very proud, too. Great, great people. About 2,400 people. Great people.
At Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. And the family was on the television show Family Feud. And the question was asked, name a country. Where do they tape that, by the way?
We went down to Culver City. So I guess it's at Sony. I think we went down to Sony. It used to be MGM.
Yeah, that's Sony. Okay. So, it said, name a country most admired besides the United States. You answered Africa, and they disqualified the answer because Africa's not a country. Not a country. It's a continent.
It's not a country. But there are two ways of looking at it. Number one, you can say, what is the technical answer. And number two, you say, well, what is common knowledge? What is common sense? What do people say in normal conversation? How do people communicate in normal conversation? You know.
So you felt in your mind you were right because...
Well, at least the question should... the answer should have been allowed. You know.
All right. You thought the answer should have been allowed because Africa is understood by most people to be a country, and therefore, what the heck?
Now,
what about the people that might argue that because it's technically not correct?
Well, you know, the people that are going to argue that are going to be white people. Now, Phil, I'm not a man who beats this race drum. You know this about me. I'm a man who likes to be fair with people.
I understand.
But when I see obvious treatment based upon race, where I am the recipient of a negative attitude, I've got to say something.
You know, you're convinced that had you been a white man, they would have allowed the answer.
I'm absolutely convinced. Look, there's a family of black people, a family of white people. Now they ask the question, what country most admired beside the United States? Now, I gave an answer that could very well have been answered by a lot of people, you know, but they disqualified it. Now,
as I understand, I don't mean to interrupt you, but as I understand that show, they do a survey.
Yeah, they do a survey of the audience.
All right, but they do a survey, and whatever the most frequently given answer is the right answer.
That is correct, yes.
And you believe it's possible people would have said Africa?
I've got no doubt in my mind at all. No doubt in my mind at all. Number one, many of the people come down to see the game show's tape. A lot of them are African-American people. Number two, even if they're not, everyone, because of the things we know about the world, knows that Africa is the mother country, or the mother continent. You know, that's where life comes, that's where the human race comes from.
Okay.
It's a very good possibility people would have said Africa. And that would have been the number one answer.
Or it might not have been.
It might not have been, but the point is, we'd still be in the game, you know. You know what a man said? Anybody wouldn't lose, would he in the game? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got taken out of the game. In other words, I got my shorts on, I got my glove, I got my ball, I got my bat. I'm ready to go. Man said, you sit down.
All right. I got to give our number out here, Pastor, and I appreciate you being with us with a sore throat tonight. I appreciate that a lot. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let's be just, you know, candid here for a moment, though. Every time someone says, aha, race, you know what most white folks say? They say, oh, it's in your imagination.
Well, I know what they say. Look, you know, see, white people think, I think a lot of white people, I don't mean everybody, but a lot of white people say, well, you know, they think we're stupid. We're not stupid. I know what they're saying. Sure, I know what they're saying. You know,
I mean, you know, a lot of people go, oh, here we go again, and they're complaining it's about the race. Why don't they just why don't they just play by the rule?
I'm playing by the rule.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you really playing by the rules? Because if you answered the question...
It's you just said it yourself, Phil. It's not the question that's the right answer. It's what was the most frequently answered response, you see? So it's got nothing to do with what's right. You could say to a man, what comes up in the morning in the east? Now, if most people said the moon, guess what? That's going to be number one on the board, you know.
And we're talking about Family Feud, for those of you who are just joining us, and the fact that Pastor Renick and members of his congregation and some friends of his were on that show opposite a white family. The question was, which country, name a country most admired besides the United States. You gave as your response... Africa. It was disqualified because it's not a country, and you feel that was based upon your race.
Well, I don't think anybody's consciously saying, now, as soon as we get an opportunity to disqualify this black family, we're going to do it, you know. As soon as we see an opening, we're going to get them out of here. I don't think anybody's saying that. I just think that they stack it up in such a way that the black folks and the things they're going to say and the things they think are going to automatically be assumed to be wrong, you know.
And all right, let's say I'm standing outside the...
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I say to you, it's my opinion, Phil, that the police are crooks. All right. Now, you say, I don't think so. Now, I say to you, that's because you have never had a police officer treat you poorly. And you say to me, well, are you saying you have had a police officer? If you had, you must have been breaking the law. And I say to you, no. To be a black man, you don't necessarily have to be breaking the law. They will treat you badly anyway. Now, you don't know my experience. I don't know your experience. Is my answer wrong or right?
I totally understand.
You see what I'm saying?
I totally get it. And I understood that during the O.J. trial. I remember, saying, look, you got to understand, it's entirely plausible for an African-American to think the cops doctored evidence because they've done it before when it came to black people. I'm just asking you about this answer on a game show, that is trying to appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, but there's such a thing as what looked good and what looked good and what doesn't look good.
Why would a black family look any worse?
Well, let me ask you something. Is the host black?
I'm sorry?
Is the host of Family Feud black?
No, he's a white man.
All right. If that looked good, they put a black man up there. Because Family Feud, I can tell you right now, they got a lot of black folks watching this show.
All right, so you're basically saying you got screwed by Family Feud, if you'll pardon the rhyme.
I'd write a rap song about that. I got screwed by Family Feud, But the point, seriously, if I said Africa, just let me, get that in. You turn that damn card over there, and most people would have said Africa. But they got some guy, what do you want to call it? Excluding certain answers,
All right. Hold on for a minute, Pastor. Give your voice a rest. Pastor William Renick on the Phil Henry Show. So he gets asked the question on Family Feud, name a country most admired besides the United States, and he answered Africa. And they said, no, it's not a country, it's a continent. And after the show, he talked to one of the producers and said, look, whether it's a continent or a country, I'll bet you anything, a lot of people answered it. You should have let me answer the question. And the guy said, no, it's technically wrong. And as a result, the other family won, and they happen to be white. His viewpoint is, this is exactly an example of how the culture is stacked up almost institutionally against people of color. It's not that there is a conscious effort, but it is just by rote, by the sort of the way things are done, black folks come out on the losing end because they are not playing, they're not seeing the world through white eyes, I guess. I don't know whether I agree with that or not. I just want you guys to know that. Country's a country and a continent's a continent. That's, if the guy said to me country, I would not think of Africa. Pastor Renick says most people think of a country. They think of Africa. They think it's a country. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Later on, we're going to have another discussion with a former teacher and this whole idea of teachers taking payoffs for testing. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I love it down there. We always go down there.
Pastor William Renick joins me on the Phil Henry Show tonight. We are talking about, interesting, I my wife was on a game show once. Maria was on Truth or Consequences when she was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And she got angry because she didn't get the premise of the show, which is to goof you. And she's like a 14-year-old kid, and she's all bugged because Bob Barker told her to learn how to play the harmonica, and they actually had a professional harmonica player going up against her and all kinds of wacky stuff. But I don't think I've ever known anybody who's been on a game show where they thought they got screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Phil. I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for I don't want a family feud. I'm not going to sue nobody, I'm not here to say, you got to let me back on your show. I'm just pointing out to you a classic example of how the culture, how the country, and you said it yourself, how institutional this kind of bigotry is, And
so it's not conscious.
I don't know. You know, I love to hear people say, well, you know, he's a racist. He's not a conscious racist. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what. There ain't no such thing as an unconscious racist. They know full damn well. But my point is this. If everybody knows that Africa's a continent, that's one thing. But everybody thinks Africa is a country. And when I say everybody, I don't mean everybody, but I mean the majority of people consider Africa to be a country. That's why I was answering Africa, and the man said, no, you can't do that. So I said, well, that goes against the rule of your game, because your game is, what did most people answer? And
well, wait a minute. I mean, if they answered Africa, wouldn't it be...
No, if they answered Africa, they would not have taken that answer. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're saying most people probably said Africa, but they threw that out, and when the question was asked on the show and you said Africa, there's no way you're going to win because...
That's exactly right. There's no way I'm going to win because they threw it out. That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. They threw it out, you know. See, you said it better than me. They took it and they threw it out. And they took the people's answers and threw that out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Pastor William Renick. If you just joined us, he was on Family Feud with other members. It's a TV show, a game show, where they taped it down in Culver City. And you were on the show with your family, and the question asked was...
Well, the name of country most admired beside the United States. And I said Africa, you know, and...
Okay, and you said Africa, and they disqualified it.
Exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Matt. Matt, go ahead.
Hi there. I just want to respond to what the pastor was saying, and it kind of upset me, actually, because it just seems like in the year 2006, using, I think, race as a scapegoat to say that, you know, there's, you know, obvious racism on a game show, whatnot. And the first thing I think of when I say a different, you know, what's most admired country besides America, are countries. I think of Africa. I think of Egypt, Morocco, South Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, places, you know.
Those are countries in Africa. But what I'm saying, young man, is that most people, and I'm talking colloquial, you know what I mean by colloquial.
Right.
I'm saying colloquially, everybody think Africa a country, you see.
Right.
And so, and now let me address what the young man said about using race as a scapegoat. I understand what this young man's saying because he's speaking from a perspective. It's like I said to Phil, Matt, if I say to you, are police officers honest? You might say most of them because that's your experience.
Right.
Ask a black man or a black woman, are police officers? They say, most of them are dishonest. Why? Because my experience teaches me that.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, all right. So your
I understand that.
Yeah, let me just say this. Your experience teaches you, Pastor Renick, that Africa is considered by most people to be a country.
Exactly.
So you responded anticipating that that's what they would have said.
Exactly. But they threw that out because they don't understand the black experience.
But do you think most white people, this gentleman just mentioned a lot of countries.
I think this young man's probably educated. I think most people, white or black, think Africa a country. In other words, we live in a country here in America. You got a lot of dummies. You see what I'm saying?
But you made one statement that doesn't quite jive. You said if that had been a white man who said that, he would have won.
Absolutely.
You're saying that if the white family would have said Africa, they would have let it happen. Why?
Because they look, number one, they want to make me look like a dummy because I'm black.
So there is blatant racism.
And they're not blatant. It's just if a producer on a TV show said, all right, I got to bring a family back next week. You ever see that quiz show? Is that young man Matt there? Matt?
Yes.
You ever see that movie, Quiz Show?
I actually didn't see the show.
It's about how they got rid of this guy because he looked like a Jew. And they put on an Aryan-looking guy.
Right.
Same thing. They're going to get rid of the black family. Okay, there's it. Now we got the five black people for this week. Now our quota for the month is done, you know. Now let's get some more whites in.
Okay, Matt, thank you, buddy. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick here on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Well, what are you talking about? Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation. The pastor had a church trip down to the TV show Family Feud, which you can go to if you live here in the L.A. area. You know, you go down and get tickets. But you guys got picked to be on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, but he's the point I'm making to you, Phil. You know, the man that asked the question, we're going to do a survey. And we're going to ask, what's the most admired country beside the United States? Now the people are answering the question.
Now, you're not talking about being on the show.
No, I'm talking about when they are doing the survey of the audience to get the most, get the most responded to, what did it say? Get the most frequently mentioned answer.
Okay.
Guy says, yes, sir, Mr. Henry, for instance. What's the most admired country besides the United States? And let's say, Phil, you say Africa. I know you wouldn't. Would you say Africa?
No, I wouldn't say Africa. It's not a country.
Would you say any country in Africa?
No.
Why not?
Because they're all toilets.
Even South Africa?
Yeah, even South Africa's a piece of crap.
Why do you say that?
Because I just think there's no country in Africa that's admired more than the United States.
All right, but the point is, what if everybody said Africa? And then the man said, oh, look at all these dumbasses. I can't use this. I got to throw it out. So they go to the number two answer, and they say that number one. Now I come along, and as an African-American, more in touch with the colloquial roots of the country, I say, well, I think most dumbasses said Africa. And guess what? The white man threw it out. Why's that? Because he don't get the way black folks think, and he don't get the way dumbbells think. And I do. Why? Black people have been forced down with all the dummies. In other words, you could have a black man as Albert Einstein. But the dumbasses of the whites, I got to hang out with them. See what I'm saying?
All right. Well, let me get to some calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
You know, I got a couple comments for this gentleman here. I respect that he's a pastor, but he's really, really generalizing for a man who has or is supposed to have a lot of experience. You know,
How am I doing that?
Talking about, but let me finish. I let you speak.
Want to know how I'm generalizing. You know,
you're generalizing in the sense that you're saying, well, that's your experience, this is my experience, and you're trying to generalize about white people. Maybe other people as well can get offended, not just white people, because, you know, yeah, the black man had it really tough, and everyone understands that, but it's a new age. In the next 10 years, everybody's going to be mixed up. This is like a lost cause.
I understand that, but I'm saying, if you go out in the world and you take all the African-Americans and then you take all the white people that are not that educated, that are what we call, in the colloquial phrase, dumbass. Add them in with the black folks. Now you got most people. And most people would answer Africa. But they didn't use that because the people who run the game show Family Feud they come from Harvard or some kind of deal like that.
Right, what? But you're really, like, not giving enough credit to a lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people are really educated. And Africa is not a country. And
of course it's not.
A fact.
I understand it's not. But
and
most
don't forget,
people...
Don't forget the legitimacy of the game show. You know how Family Feud, you know how many times they were wrong? I was like, oh, I know the answer. And I'm like, what? That's not what I was taught. So, you know...
No. You misunderstand me. Like, you got to predict on that show what most people are going to say. I got to put in my mind, okay, there are a lot of black folk. Put in with them the dumb whites. They're going to say Africa. I said, okay, Africa. He said, well, that ain't a country. So I said, yeah, but most people answered that. He said, well, you know, later for you. Now he goes to white folks. They win.
Yeah, but that still doesn't answer the question. If the white guy would have said Africa, they would have left it in and allowed him to keep playing.
They would have left that in because
that's not true. I don't know if that really would have happened.
The white folks, see, they got
what if he was Asian? And what?
Well, now you could have.
Come on.
If you're Asian, Everybody know Asians are smarter than everybody. Everybody know that. Well, everybody know they
that's
may not,
not
be,
true.
But then see, there you go again. I said everybody think they are. You said, well, they're not. Well, maybe they're not. But everybody think Asian man smarter than everybody.
Well, now, come on, man. What do you mean everybody?
Every man, you go down here. I go to my neighborhood. There's a Korean on every corner of the Korean. I got to look at that Korean and say, that guy knows something I don't know because I don't have a liquor store. He does.
All right, hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
Michael, thanks for your call, man. 1-800-4, you're not doing shtick, are you?
No, no, I'm very serious. I'm very serious. Yeah, you look at, you got to hand it to a man. You come into a neighborhood, you got nothing but vacant lots, burned out storefront, empty storefront. The man come and say, I'm going to open up a liquor store. Now, the man that does that is a zipperhead. And the man that didn't do it, he's living next door. Now, how come? I'll tell you why. Yeah, that man's smart.
He has capital. He has money. And the other thing about the Koreans that come to America and they just move into any neighborhood, they don't have any knowledge of the neighborhood. There's been an awful lot of tension between Korean store owners and the neighborhood because they walk in there, they get their store opened up, they don't treat the neighborhood with courtesy, and they get into a lot of trouble, all right? But they do have moxie.
Well, it's what the Jewish folks call chutzpah. You know, they got chutzpah, man. They just, hey, I got some money, I think I'll open up a liquor store. There's black folks here, they're going to buy all that wine. And you're right, you know. What they don't understand is, I'll come in, I'll buy you a Sneaky Pete wine. I'll come on in there and buy that, you know, whatever you got. But don't be kind of, you know, squinting at me with the, you know, with the squint eye. Because they give you that squinty-eyed look.
The squinty-eyed look?
Well, they look at you. You never know the eyes open or close, you know. So, in other words, and that's the whole thing about the Korean. I go in a store. Now, I'm not a shoplifter, but let's say I was. Let's say I want to go in, I'm going to bag myself, I don't know what. You know, I'm going to bag myself some Slim Jim. Say I want to bag a Slim Jim. I go in there. Nah, I'm checking out the guy behind the counter. Only problem is you're Korean. Now, is his eyes open or is it closed? I don't know, because y'all, yeah, you know, and say, hey, how you doing? What color is that wall? Red. You know, so his eyes were open, see? But I don't.
Oh, will you get out of here? Are you telling me?
I'm telling you the truth. That's why these kids, you don't want to knock over a Korean store, because the kid will go in and try to steal something. The Korean's eyes are open when he thought they was closed. And not only that, his eyes was open, and he saw where he put that 9mm. Next thing you know, you thought the guy was taking a nap, and you got a face full of gun.
The guy's taking a nap when I'm in there buying something, huh?
Well, that's you know, you misunderstand what I'm saying.
Well, you're doing all, you know, yeah, maybe I do, but I the point remains that the Koreans have chutzpah, and they and very little, what do we call it, common sense sometimes when it comes to buying some of these stores in these neighborhoods. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick on why he feels he lost, he and his family lost on Family Feud when the question was asked, which country do you think is most admired besides the United States? He said Africa. They disqualified it because Africa's not a country, but he said he got robbed because most people think Africa's a country, and the reason why he was robbed is because he's black. And if a white guy would have said Africa, they would have let it ride because they had their quota of blacks for that month. You know, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. Discover your inner nun.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know?
The what?
I've seen a TV show.
Teachers?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
No good. It's no good.
It's, well, what do you mean it's no good? What'd you think of me?
I thought you was good. I thought you were good. Let me say this. I thought everybody on the show's good, you know, but the show no good. The show's no good.
Why not?
It's not funny. It's not funny. You know, your show on a radio, I let my ass off. You know, I love it. But on a TV show, that TV show, you got no good. That's bad material, you know.
All right, Pastor William Renick is with us as long as we're talking about TV.
Yeah, you think I work for TV Guide, you know.
Well, you were on Family Feud, which is a show I've never been on, and you say that you answered Africa when they said, what country is most admired besides the United States? Africa's not a country. It's a continent. Your answer was disqualified, and you say it's because of racism.
Yeah, it's a bit of racism, man. They don't understand the way the black man thinks.
And according to you, they don't understand the way the black man thinks, or the, quote, dumbass. And
well, that's what I'm saying. They lump They take every black person in America, and then they mix us in with every dumb white. And you see, because the whites don't want to have nothing to do with the dumb white. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, and it,
well, okay.
So, seriously, so you go down to the inner city. What you got down there? If you see a white kid in a school down there, he's a dumb white kid. So take all the dumb whites, put them on down there. Now, all of us mixed together, you know, what's Africa? It's a country.
Even the dumb whites?
Yes. Now you see my point. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, I don't see your point, but I've understood what you've been saying. I think you're, let me put it this way, Pastor Rennick.
You're talking about a white man now.
No. I think your demographics view, your demographical skew is off. I think your sample is off, okay? 1-800.
My sample, the last guy that said that to me was a doctor, and I peed into a cup. He said, my sample's off. I said, I tell you what, right now, I don't do drugs. So I don't know what you're talking about, you know. He said, well, your sample's off. And then I said, well, what? He said, I used to work for Nielsen. Now I let people pee in a cup, you know.
So, he used to work for the TV rating company?
Yeah.
He's a doctor?
Yeah. He got so sick of it, went back to school, became a doctor.
Jesus, man.
It's a crazy world, isn't it?
1-800-449-8686. Adam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, first of all, I got to know, is this a spoof? Is this guy for real?
Why would you ask me if I'm for real, sir?
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Well, no. I want to know the answer to that question.
Well, Pastor,
why would
let me
you
ask
me if I could ask you for real. If you don't agree with me, I could say,
wait, hold on a second now.
You must not be a real man.
Hold on a second now. Are you going to let me talk?
Well, no.
Listen.
I want to answer my question now.
No, wait,
a question, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, well, what's your question?
Are you for real?
I am for real, yes. But look, Pastor, listen. I am a black man. So I understand there's social injustice. I've experienced the same racism that you're talking about, the racism that you're talking about.
Tell me what you've experienced.
The corrupt
just so police. I know you really a black man.
Hey, listen.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you said...
Let's just say this gentleman is an African-American and move on. I don't have a lot of time in the hour.
All right, but this gentleman questioned my credulity because I'm saying things... that need to be said.
No, listen, Pastor. First of all, you cry racism because you got an answer wrong. Everybody can tell you that Africa is a continent, and you're perpetuating the stereotype of ignorance when you say otherwise.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that's what most people would have said. Don't you understand? Don't you understand how the game's played?
No, look, listen, the answer is, it's like 2 + 2. There's only one answer to it.
Wait a minute, Scott, Adam, what he's saying is on this show, Family Feud, they don't want the right answer. They want the answer most given by people on the street. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand that, but if the answer...
No, he don't understand. He say he understand when you say it, Phil, but I say it because he's got that reverse racism, you know. He a black man who's trying to mix.
No, listen.
Am I right or wrong about it? Are you trying to pass? I'm kidding about that.
Look, you're crying racism, but what you said about the Koreans is disgusting. The racism that I heard from your mouth...
Even, how do I know you even black?
What's the question?
How do I know you even black?
You don't know, man. You know because I'm telling you I am.
Let me ask something. This will prove it. What racism have you experienced?
You name it. Hey,
I want to know.
Hey,
just
listen.
Just give me one little example.
Hey, listen, I get called just like you do, okay?
Well, let's not use that word, all right, please?
See, the kid use the N-word?
Look,
called... Now I know you ain't real. This guy's lying to no black man with no name of Adam. That's number one.
You know what?
Unless he was raised by whites.
Look, my father happens to be white. My skin is brown.
I knew it. I knew a little mocha mix.
Hey, look, I do not believe the ignorance that's coming from you.
I don't believe you black. You get called the N-word. Now, let me tell you something.
Look, my skin is brown, man.
You'd be in jail right now if you actually been called the N-word because I tell you right now, there's not a black man alive today get called the N-word and he doesn't wind up killing a man.
Look, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Your view on the world is jaded.
Man, call me N-word. I'll leave him where I find him.
Oh, you're a pastor, though, right? You're the guy who's preaching peace and love, right?
No.
You're a pastor of a church, right?
I didn't say I'm Jesus. I didn't say I'm Jesus.
What about Dr. King? Well, what about what Dr. King was
done? Dr. King is a wonderful man. Dr. King was a... But Dr. King...
What did Dr. King say?
Dr. King was a hero. Malcolm X is the one who really had it down.
Oh, boy. All right, look at Adam. I got a break. 1-800-449-86... What do you mean, Malcolm X?
Malcolm X knew what... Malcolm X spoke for most Americans. He didn't just speak for most black Americans. He spoke for all Americans. He said, if a man mess with me, I pick up my gun, I'm going to shoot him. Now, that's the way every American thinks. So Malcolm X was a true American. Martin Luther King, that cat would say, you know, he way out there.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With Pastor William Renick and Joel, go ahead. You're with Pastor Renick and Phil Hendry. Joel?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Reverend, I have to disagree with you on everything you said about this continent. But the thing is, you're assuming stuff.
Wait a minute. Is Africa a country or a continent?
You're assuming it.
No, but I'm asking you, is Africa a country or a continent?
It's a continent.
You see, now you saying that because I gave you the answer.
Right,
did you know that before I was on the air? See, that's the thing.